I'd like to acknowledge my co-author on this paper, Dr. Fred Borland, also from the Northeast Research and Extension Center in Kaiser. The objectives of this research are to evaluate the predictive consistency of cotton cultivar variety trials, as well as to determine the heterogeneity of cotton trials. More specifically, by predictive consistency, we mean focusing on yield results for a particular variety from one year to the next. By heterogeneity, we mean a focus on differences in yield results that are due to geographic location of test sites. We consider two means of evaluating the relationship between variety yields and expected yields on a farm. One is statistical correlation analysis, which measures the degree of linear association between variables. In this approach, variables are treated symmetrically with no distinction between dependent variables and explanatory variables. An alternative way of analyzing the data is with regression analysis, which estimates or predicts the average value of a dependent variable on the basis of related explanatory variables. In this report, we apply regression analysis to evaluate cotton yields in a specified year and location as predictors of yields in other years and at other locations. Our goal is to determine how good variety trials are at informing farmers of what their expectations would be for yields on their particular farm. Our data is for lint yield and fiber quality as determined by cultivars evaluated at irrigated test sites of the Arkansas cotton variety trial test from 2003 through 2008. Data in this analysis are for cultivars in 2008 through 2008 that 2005 through 2008 that have yield results for two previous years. Each cultivar in a year has the current base year as the dependent variable and two previous years as explanatory variables. For example, in 2005 as a base year, we would have yields from 2003 and 2004 as explanatory variables for that same cultivar at each location. And in 2008 as a base year, we would have years 2007, 2006 as explanatory variables. These are the data test sites for the variety trials. They are dispersed geographically throughout the areas where cotton is produced by farmers in Arkansas. Some information about the data is that all test sites had seeds that were treated with two fungicides. All test plots were planted with a constant number of seed in two row plots with identical widths and lengths. And experiments were ranged in a randomized complete block and replicated four times. Exact inputs varied across locations, but cultural inputs at each location were based on University of Arkansas Extension recommendations for cotton production. A little bit more explanation about this would be as examples. Fertilizers applied would be based on soil tests conducted at least each location. Also, for insecticide applications, were based on thresholds as they were observed at each location. In other words, threshold would not be observed at one location and go ahead and spray all locations. Harvest processes were identical for each test. Fiber samples were taken from each bowl sample for classification of micronaire, fiber length, length uniformity, strength, and elongation. And from these measurements, fiber quality is measured as a weighted Q score. This is the analytical model for our first estimation. The dependent variable is yield that was observed at a location I in time period T. The first beta coefficient is an intercept term. As explanatory variables, we have the observed yields for that variety at that location 1 year previous and then 2 years previous. To test the impact of locations in the model, we included a system of dummy variables for each location. The coefficients for D1, D2, and D3 take the value of 1 if that observation came from a specified location, 0 otherwise. Because of the statistics of econometrics, when you use a dummy variable approach, one location must be left out. And so we omitted dummy variables for the Kaiser location. And I'll explain in the results how to interpret this. These are our estimated results. The intercept that we see in this table are for Kaiser. The coefficients for Rower, Judd Hill, Mariana are the intercept coefficients are determined by adding the coefficient result for each one of these locations to the intercept for the Kaiser location. In other words, the coefficients represent differences from Kaiser. We see for the yields in year one and year two, both are positive, as would be expected. But the yield 1 year previous has a higher statistical level of confidence in the year two. One explanation for this is that seed quality and uniformity may improve through time from the 2 years previous to 1 year previous, and we have more consistent yield results from year one to predict the yield in the base year. Explanations of the coefficients for the three dummy variables are that each one is different from the Kaiser location because the coefficients are statistically significant at a 99% level. We see that Rower is lower than Kaiser, Judd Hill is higher, Mariana is also higher. A further interpretation of dummy variables would be for factors that cannot be empirically observed but impact yield, and these factors will be things that would not be contained in the coefficients for yields. In other words, the dummies for these locations represent, since they're statistically significant, things that do influence yield that are not contained in the yield for year one and year two. And let's notice in this regression, I use weighted least squares. I originally used ordinary least squares, but testing the distribution of the variables violated the assumptions of homoscedastic errors. And so I ran the model with weighted least squares. A second model is a location yield model. In this model, yield at Kaiser is the dependent variable for variety, for specific variety at a location in year T in the base year. And then explanatory variables are the same varieties at different sites in their base year observation. This model did meet the specifications to report ordinary least squares regression results. We see that we have two yield variables at Judd Hill and Rower that are statistically significant with a negative sign, meaning that as yields at Judd Hill observed yields at Judd Hill and Roar increase, observed yields in that same year at Kaiser decrease. There is a negative relationship. Yields at Mariana have a positive relationship with yields at Kaiser. This could be explained by similarities in soil types or other factors that cause similar results to be expected at Mariana and Kaiser. This model is now revised to substitute yield variables for Q factors, quality factors. Q scores at Kaiser are regressed on Q scores for the same varieties in the same year at the other three locations. Ordinary least squares result show that all coefficients are positive, meaning that locations do not make any differences in observed Q scores. The results for Mariana and Roar are statistically significant, meaning that when Q scores are observed higher at these locations, they are also observed higher at Kaiser. Q scores at Judd Hill are not statistically significant, meaning that the coefficient for Q scores at Judd Hill are not statistically different from zero. Now we'll summarize the results of these analyses. For consistency, we see that yields in previous years are good predictors of yields in a base year for a cultivar. This is important, gives the meaning of variety trials, gives them a meaning for being conducted in the first place. You can conduct variety trials and make reasonable expectations of what would be observed in subsequent years. Yields 1 year previous to the base year are better predictors than yields 2 years previous to the base year. For heterogeneity, unknown factors that determine yields vary across test sites. Yields at a specified test site are better yield predictors for that site than are yields at other locations. And finally, quality for cultivars does not vary by location. As one final summary, I would comment that these results show the importance in Arkansas of conducting variety yield trials at different locations rather than going to a system of reducing locations. With the differences in geographic locations, we do see significant differences in yield results. If there are any questions or comments, I will take them at this time.
Let's first thank our speaker. Question?
Yes.
Yes, I was wondering if you showed four replications in each location. If this was a perfect world where you could add locations without any problem, what could you say about the possibility of increasing the locations and reducing the number of replications in a location with regard to the model?
Since your question involved replications, I'm going to defer to my co-author, Dr. Borland. And then I'll follow up if I see anything in his response. But I think he's more capable of answering that question.
That's probably a good idea, but I don't want to travel anywhere.
Yeah,
I was like,
it's the best of all possible worlds.
Yeah, but that would probably not be, the only trouble getting you less replications, if you lose one replication, your test is off. Going to three and more locations would be a better option. On the fiber data, we do just do two replications per location.
Thanks. Is there any more questions? If not, let's thank our speaker again.